Well, hello, haunters. From the Haunted Attraction Network, I'm Philip, and this is your weekly haunt news briefing. Coming up, Jack the Clown is returning to Halloween Horror Nights, House of Horrors closes, and Disney's Boobash is already selling out. All that and more on this week's haunt news briefing. And if you're in SoCal, stay with us at the end of this episode for a look at more spooky happenings here in Southern California. For more stories like this, plus weekly resources to grow your haunt, sign up for our free newsletter at hauntedattractionnetwork.com. All right, take it away, Daryl.
If you're a follower of Universal Orlando's YouTube channel, you've probably noticed several cryptic live streams over the past little while. Last week, they announced that Jack the Clown is returning to Halloween Horror Nights in Orlando. The popular Halloween event returns this year for its 30th edition, running on select nights from September 3rd through October 31st. And Jack the Clown will be returning in a terrifying new way. The iconic circus clown will be invading every part of this year's event, from the streets, to the haunted houses, to the places guests would least expect, according to Universal. And all three incarnations of Jack, the clown, the ringmaster, and the rockstar will be featured. Jack will also pop up at Universal's Cabana Bay Beach Resort for a limited Jacked Up experience, where visitors can get a closer look at his past Halloween Horror Night experiences. The hotel will also transform its Swizzle Lounge Bar into a Horror Icons Bar that will feature specialty beverages and snacks inspired by Halloween Horror Nights past. HHN was canceled last year because of the COVID pandemic, but Universal plans to bring it back full force this year. The event will feature 10 haunted houses, 5 scare zones, and more. Selected tickets are now on sale, including single night tickets and RIP tours. Express passes are also available for purchase. Due to the popularity of Walt Disney World's Boobash After Hours event, 5 additional Sundays from September 5th through October 17th have been added. Halloween night sold out before the event even opened to the general public, and 2 more nights broke the 80% sold-out threshold last week. If you don't get your tickets soon, you may miss out this year. In the fall of 2022, families will be able to celebrate Halloween at sea with the Disney Cruise Line's Halloween on the High Seas. The Spooky Seafaring Jubilee will include Mickey's Mousecarade Costume Party, Tim Burton's The Nightmare Before Christmas Sing and Scream, Halloween treats, themed decor, and other Halloween activities. Cruises will be departing from Florida, New York, Texas, and California. Bookings open up to the public on June 24th this year. The producers of Midsummer Scream have announced a surprise pop-up event at the Pasadena Convention Center taking place the weekend of August 14th and 15th this year. Awaken the Spirits will feature over 200 spooky vendors, live entertainment, and a presentation stage where fans will get sneak peeks of what's in store for Halloween 2021 from LA Haunted Hayride, Delusion, Six Flags Magic Mountain, Winchester Mystery House, and more. Tickets are on sale now. The entire team is excited to create live events once again, says David Markland, executive director of Midsummer Scream. Awaken the Spirits will allow us an opportunity to bring together fans and professionals from the Halloween and haunt community to celebrate and prepare for what will be a great spooky season. Once we were certain Southern California was allowing live events again, we felt it was extremely important to do something for our longtime supporters and create a showcase for the theme parks and attractions to inform the public what each of them will be doing for Halloween, says Gary Baker, executive producer of Midsummer Scream. Since there are so many questions concerning haunted attraction and events this year, we really wanted to create a solid platform for that information to be relayed directly by our partners. In not-so-pleasant news, the House of Horrors and Haunted Catacombs has decided to bring its 35-year reign of horror to an end in Buffalo, New York. After an abrupt end of losing their location, fans are invited to experience the event one final time this weekend, One Last Scare, June 25th and 26th. Alas, another bastion of horror falls to its knees. Over in the UK, the Derry and Strabane District Council said they have made cautious progress to plans for their Halloween festival. Awakening the Wall City will take place on October 29th through 31st in a revised format, subject to COVID regulations at the time of the event. Traditionally, they have a carnival parade and it was deemed too high risk to take place in 2021. So this year's event will feature an illuminated trail with installations, inflatables, displays, and animations. Something that's new for 2021 is one theme zone is planned to be located across the border in the Republic of Ireland. Jeff Shell, the NBC Universal CEO, has shared some promising news last week at the Credit Suisse Communications Conference. It seems that attendance is rebounding at Universal Orlando with extremely strong demand from guests, and Epic Universe planning is continuing. These are good signs for the haunted attraction industry as it shows crowds are eager to return to events, and major theme parks like Universal are investing big in the rebound as well. It was additionally noted that U.S. theme parks are relaxing their face mask policies, with some requiring vaccine passports. As of June 15th, fully vaccinated visitors will no longer be required to wear face masks in California theme parks and indoors at Walt Disney World in Florida. There will be lots of things happening for Halloween this year. Are you going to stand out from the crowd enough to make sure that customers are visiting you in addition to other attractions? That's all that we have for today, and we'll talk to everyone next week.
Good evening, children of the night. It is I, Josh Shepard for SoCalloween 909 News, here to give you a lowdown on what's happening in SoCal this week with a little segment I call This Week in SoCalloween 909. Starting off our list, we head to the Frida Cinema in downtown Santa Ana. On June 21st through the 24th, we have the new indie horror, Gaia. June 25th through July 1st, we have the new horror comedy, Werewolves Within. And finally, we have the all-time horror classic, Tales from the Hood, June 25th. Next up, the Sugarman Gallery presents a killer pop-up, a two-day vendor pop-up, June 26th and 27th. This is a ticketed event. To buy tickets, just head on over to sugarmint.com. It's also an added bonus. You'll also be able to check out the Dexter Tribute art exhibit inside. Next up, take a contactless walk into darkness and witness the nightmares that await you at Urban Death, Trail of Torment, at Zombie Joe's Underground Theater Group in North Hollywood, California. The last 2 days, this Friday and Saturday. Tickets are only $17.50, so get on that. Next up on June 24th, the Morningstar Burlesque presents a Mad Hatter's Tea Party at the world-famous Doll Hut in Anaheim, California. This is a 21-plus event, so sorry, kids. It will feature live entertainment, creepy photo ops, a whole Alice in Wonderland-themed experience, and so much more. Tickets on sale now at Eventbrite. On June 26th, Halloween Screams in San Pedro, California will be hosting a Halloween pop-up. They will have a half-off on many of their Halloween costumes, hourly giveaways, and much more. On June 25th, Rockstar Beer Fest presents The Boozy Cauldron, a magical cocktail experience pop-up in downtown Riverside. I checked tickets and they're almost sold out, so if you want to go, I suggest buying them right away, because by the time you hear this, they might be gone. Next up is Twisted and Murder House Productions' Shook on the 25th and 26th in Los Angeles, California. If you have tickets, you're going to have a hell of a time. And for the rest of you, sorry, but unfortunately this event is currently sold out. Next, Too Cute to Spook Events presents Summerween Market Day 2, June 26th at Studio D in Pomona, California. This is a free event. Please RSVP on Eventbrite. And finally, this Friday, June 25th, the Tent of Terrors in Hemet, California opens its doors once again. For tickets, visit tentofterror.com. For any questions or concerns about any of these events listed, please feel free to send me a DM on Instagram.com at SoCalloween909. I have been Josh Shepard for SoCalloween 909 News, and I'll see you next time.
Today's episode was produced by me, Philip Hernandez, with reporting by Daryl Plunkey and Josh Shepard. Post-production by David Swope. This Haunt News Update is a production of the Haunted Attraction Network, and you can sign up to our weekly newsletter at hauntedattractionnetwork.com. Support for this episode comes from Gantam Lighting and Controls. Until next time, Haunters, stay scary.
This is a Haunted Attraction